Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson, a space designed to help you create amazing relationships with yourself and others. Get ready to experience hope, love, and inspiration. Here's your host, Kim Wilson.
Greetings, I'm Kim Wilson, your relationship expert. Thank you for joining me. I want to start this podcast off by playing a little snippet of a song. See if you can name this tune.
When I was young, I never needed anyone. And making love was just fun. Those days are gone.
That song is called All By Myself, sang by Celine Dion. It was a hit record for her, and people still continue to play it. And I think it was a hit because so many people resonated with the message. That song is about her not wanting to be by herself anymore, not wanting to be alone. Honey, she said, you know, when she was young, she never needed anyone, and making love was just for fun. You know, I think it's not uncommon for people, especially when they are younger, to feel like, hey, I got this. I can do this by myself. But that is a temporary feeling. Belonging, having a sense of belonging, is a natural and normal need, especially for human beings. It's part of human behavior. As we approach the holiday season, many people will experience the emotion of loneliness. The dictionary defines loneliness as being without company, cut off from others, not frequented by human beings, sad from being alone. I'm using that definition to unpack this topic today. But first, I want to establish a distinction between being alone versus loneliness. Because especially for me, being alone is intentional, and it's about my rejuvenation, my restoration, so I can be a better me and share that better me with the world, with my friends, with my family. Loneliness is a state of being, and it has a sadness to it, an emptiness. So I want to establish that distinction first. What causes loneliness? Well, a lack of connection and close relationships with others. Physical isolation can cause loneliness. You know, if you relocate to a new city or a new neighborhood and you don't know anywhere, where your physical location has changed and you feel isolated from everything and everybody you used to know, and that can certainly cause loneliness. You can be in a room full of people. You can be in a crowd of people and still feel lonely. And one of the reasons why we may feel lonely when we are in the midst of a crowd of people is because we may not have connected with them. We don't find that we have anything in common, or we haven't established a common interest. A divorce or breakup can cause loneliness. I mean, for years, this person, they were in your physical space. They were in your presence for years, and all of a sudden, they're not there anymore. You don't hear their soundtrack of laughter. You don't, their little things that they did every day, it's not there anymore. And that certainly can cause loneliness. Death, somebody dying, children moving out of the house, moving on to college and starting their lives, because what you had in common before was living in the same house, doing certain things together, maybe eating some of the same foods, and a routine that you shared. And now when the person moves out, all of that is gone in one swipe. The routine, their laughter, and all these things that you did together. Low self-esteem and confidence can cause loneliness too, because a lot of times with low self-esteem and low confidence, there are some negative messages being created in the head and in the brain, and that can lead to us feeling worthless or hopeless. And believe it or not, success can cause loneliness. Yes, because sometimes when you are successful, let's scale this a little bit. Let's think about a celebrity who has a lot of money. Well, when you are very successful and you have a lot of money, sometimes you don't know who you can trust, and you have to really pay attention who you allow in and out of your circle. And so you find yourself creating this habit of not trusting people, not being able to confide in people, being suspicious of people, because again, you don't know if they want you for you, or if they want your success or what you can do for them. So you find yourself in this space by yourself. And not everyone around you has as much money as you, so that can create loneliness, because you've isolated yourself based on the fact of not being able to trust people, confide in people, and just be yourself. So what do some of the symptoms look like when we are lonely? Well, depression, when we feel like we cannot connect with others, we cannot connect with anything that makes us feel happy. There's just this feeling of emptiness, like darkness. There's nothing there. It's like you can't get excited or motivated by anything. And even sometimes you can tell that you're lonely if you have just made love to somebody and you still feel lonely. It's like, well, wait a minute. We just shared this intimate moment. And why is it that I feel lonely? Well, part of that is if you are intimate with someone you're not supposed to be intimate with. You're being intimate with someone you don't have a connection with. Remember at the beginning of that Celine Dion song, she said when she was young, she never needed anyone, and making love was just for fun. And if you're making love to somebody, and part of that is you're looking for that connection. The connection wasn't there, but you're hoping that that very act, that activity, will bring you the connection that you want. Well, that's almost like setting yourself up, almost like a self-sabotage in a way, because I think the older you get and you're looking for stronger relationships, you're looking for something that's more stable and solid, that could, if that connection is there first, I think that will help with you being connected to that person after participating in such an intimate activity. Because, you know, hoping that, you know, if I share myself in this way, that will make us closer. That's kind of like setting yourself up for loneliness, really. The other symptom is being critical of others. People who are critical and negative and judgmental, that is a sign that they may be experiencing loneliness, because that what goes in must come out. That's what's coming out. That judgment, that criticism, that negativity, that darkness, and all of that is part of loneliness. Well, how do we overcome that? Okay, we know what the problem is. We know what the signs are. How do we overcome that? Well, there are a couple of options available to us, and that's why I love and enjoy life so much, because of the power of choice. We do not have to suffer. There's so many choices available to us. First is awareness. We have to be aware that we're lonely. That comes up all the time in this podcast, that word awareness. You cannot change anything you are not aware of. Regardless of what kind of topic we're doing, awareness is key. Even if we were doing a topic on some type of medical research, we could stick that word in there, awareness, because in order to change something, we have to be aware of it. The other way we get to overcome loneliness is connection. Let's go back to our definition at the very beginning. The dictionary defines loneliness as being without company, cut off from others. So to change that, we connect with others. You know, we connect ourselves to others and not cut ourselves off from them. And it can become very easy when we are operating in isolation to become disconnected, not only from others, but from ourselves. And one of the reasons why it's important to become connected with others, you open yourself up to a different perspective. You open yourself up being able to confide in others, being able to trust, because if you're isolated, you're not confiding in anybody. The other option is part of connecting with others, but being intentional with connecting to groups. And that group can be in the form of your local church, synagogue, worship center. It can be a community service project, because when you go inside of a group of people, you also find acceptance. And a lot of times when we feel accepted, that helps us to validate our self-worth, our value, and it gives us this sense of belonging. And being able to belong, having this sense of belonging, it is a need. It's, you know, there was a psychologist by the name of Abraham Maslow, and he created this hierarchy of needs, and food and shelter were the first two tiers. And above that was a sense of belonging, being able to belong to something. And the first group that we belong to is our family. Then as children, we connect to school. You know, we have our group in school, and then we have our work group. But being able to belong somewhere is necessary, because it helps us to define our own self-worth and value. The other thing that we can do too is sign up for a new class. You can even teach a class. You know, the internet is so powerful, anybody can just turn on their camera, their webcam, or the camera over their phone and say, hey, this is how you bake a cake, or this is how you organize books on a bookshelf and squeeze as many of them as you can. There's so many options available to you. Just having fun with that. And what that also does is gives you a sense of purpose. When we have a sense of purpose and a sense of meaning in life, it helps us to feel connected. It helps us to feel like we belong. So that is a good one too. Another one is schedule your activities. Sometimes if you don't schedule it, it won't happen. So if you know you've been experiencing loneliness, schedule something. Put it on the calendar to attend a new meetup. Put it on the calendar to attend a new support group, a festival, a community project. Put it on the calendar. So schedule your activities. Treat yourself. You know, again, what we want to do is really break the habit of isolating yourself, being alone, and create all these new habits of being intentional on connecting with others. So treat yourself to a nice pair of shoes, or treat yourself, even if you're going to a dollar store, you know. So if you're being a little budget conscious and you're saying, you know what, Kim, that sounds good, but everybody doesn't have money to treat themselves to a new dress or a new pair of shoes. I hear that and I understand that. So, well, we can do something for free and connect to nature. Just sitting in the park. It is fall. This podcast is being recorded in the fall. So just being able to sit down in the park and watch the beauty that is around us, the leaves that have changed colors, the reds, the greens, the oranges. There's nothing like it. I think to myself, oh, goody. Life, thank you. You came for me. Fall, yes, you did. I mean, well, that's me. I don't, that may be a little over the top, but it's me. And that's one of the ways that I get to connect. And it keeps me grounded. The other thing I think is, if you know you deal with loneliness, especially around the holidays, monitor your expectations. Sometimes we expect to be rejected. We expect to feel bad. We expect, you know, just negativity. How about expecting positive outcomes? It's part of that I will, I can, you know, just changing your language. So just monitor your expectations and taking a look at whether or not you're thinking, it's not going to happen for me. Well, that's just the way things are. Well, it always has been this way. I don't see what's changing. Just another old day in the fall. I mean, just being intentional and changing some of that language can really combat that loneliness. So let's just kind of recap here. What causes loneliness? A lack of connection with others, just in a nutshell. Not having strong bonds. Relationships really do matter. And it opens us up to perspective. It can add to our happiness. Secondly, just taking a look at some of those symptoms, being aware of it. Hopelessness, worthlessness, feeling empty, being critical of others and judgmental. And you can overcome all of that by being aware and establishing a connection. Listen, you do not have to be out here all by yourself. There are a lot of wonderful wonders in this world and amazing people ready to love you. That's my time. I am doing a webinar on November the 8th at 1 p.m. It's a live webinar, and it's called How to Turn Breakups into Breakthroughs. I would love for you to join me. The webinar is free. There is a registration link included in the description of this podcast, so you can just click right into the show notes there and click on that link and register. If anybody has not told you today, let me be the first. You are amazing. Love saying amazing that way. Onward, upward, and beyond.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Want more? Visit kwspeaks.com. That's kwspeaks.com for the latest inspirational blogs.